I'ma slip my wrist, no tourniquet. I'm murderous, my crib got more burners than furnishings. Got a lot of haters, not concerned with it. The earth revolve around earning currency, Copernicus. I leave you scared, stupider than Ernest is. Plucking more chickens than the churches is. Always looking fly, boy, I'm merciless with purchases. Police ain't nothing, you can bet I beat the verdict, bitch. Cause I'm more connected than the alphabet and cursive is. Wallet like Webster, killer like Dexter. Your bitch looking at me, well, I guess I'm on the sexer. Ugly stay rougher than the texture. If you players want that funk, I'm that fly shit expert. Till my pocket straight Halliburton, and I'm a grind dirty, never met a fouler person. The list of shit I'm worse than is long as scripture verses. I'm about to hit this perk and rummage through your mother's purses. You cats is yellow with a stone ground mustard. Ugly mane is stone ground up and reconstructed. Glocks, I'ma bust them. Pussy, I'ma crush it. Plus, I stay luxurious. You bitches are disgusting. Getting money fast, that's my modus operandi. I've been ice cold since the night I saw my man die. Bullets knock you on your ass, you swore it was a landslide. Ugly, I ain't a boss. Hell no, that's a damn lie. Going after all the true players. Fuck these diva ass, old bust ass, slow ass bitches, you heard me? Motherfucker, true gangster shit. Where the motherfucker thugs, playboys, feel me? Real life money getting. Uno trade throw away, motherfucker, blab. Talk all that shit, motherfucker, ain't got nothing to motherfucker say when this bullet's flying at your motherfucker bitch ass head, you feel me? Real other man, serious shit. 21W, you heard me? Coming out from the other side, bitch.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. After hours.
It's after hours.
I'm joined, as always, by Autumn Malone.
Yeah, we're both back. It's been a while. It's been like 3 weeks almost.
Yeah, so let's run through what happened. So I got COVID.
Yeah, Harrison got COVID. Which was fun. I've had like 3 illegitimate children.
As happens. And then our slot got changed to now, which is alternating.
Yeah, most importantly.
Yeah.
That's what's changed.
It's alternating. So we'll only be on here every other week, which is unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. And
I think it'll be a general positive.
I think so.
It gives us a chance to, you know, play some more explicit tracks, as you guys will see. Nothing crazy, but it just expands our ability to play the music we're listening to, and it gives us more time to like think about our show.
Listen, being able to play a song off the magnum opus that's Mr. Thug Isolation on air is just still weird to me. It's cool.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, and we can play Babytron,
of course.
So
King of the Galaxy will be played at some point this semester. I don't know when, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll just keep everyone on the lookout for that.
Yeah. Oh, but also, speaking of lookout, keep your eyes peeled on like our Instagrams and stuff, because we're probably going to be taking a bunch of sub opportunities so we can, you know, have some earlier in the day shows, reach some more people.
So we might have some surprise hours.
Exactly. So keep your eyes peeled for some surprise shows. And we'll try to get some interesting guests on here if they're still awake.
But yeah, you know, we know people that are awake.
Yeah, I was about to say knowing our friends.
We know some people that are awake.
Oh, man. It's been weird. I've been on this like old man sleep schedule as of late, where I've been going to bed at like 11:30 and waking up at like 8 in the morning.
You know what? I don't even think you're at the old man level yet. I think you're at like the middle age level. The old man level is like you ate dinner and you're asleep. Yeah. Like that just eating that much food just puts you to bed.
That's how it was when I was in Italy. Like we would just eat so much, like go back to the hotel and just
and that's
like,
all you're doing.
Not even want to go out to a bar or anything.
And then you're waking up at 5 a.m. because you're old and like you want to see the sunrise.
Yeah. I don't know. I just making breakfast is like a new thing for me.
Yeah. No, I haven't gotten to that level yet.
So I don't know. It's nice, but I can just feel my sleep schedule slowly regressing and it's great.
Yeah. Mine took a turn for the worse very quickly. So
oh, that makes sense.
You're hopefully I can steer it back on track, but.
All right. Well, we're going to keep the music moving. So where are we going on Saturday?
Saturday, we're going to this fun little venue. Which venue is it?
Roadrunner.
It is Roadrunner, right?
Yeah.
Fun medium-sized venue.
Best venue in Boston.
Yeah, I think it's probably taken that.
Outside of like the small ones like the Sinclair.
Yeah, I think that's just a different incredible level. But yeah. Roadrunner is like that other show we went there was amazing. So we're gonna go see Denzel.
And Redvale
and play that Boys A.
I'm sad I don't have a Heat jersey up here because I want to pull up like repping Miami. But
I think you might have to get one of those like
fake ones.
Yeah, one of those fake ones. Maybe Costco's got a good deal. We can all get Miami Heat jerseys for the Denzel
show.
Yeah,
in Boston.
Yes.
I want to get a Chris Anderson jersey.
And then you have to do the hair too.
And the tattoos.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, we're going to Denzel on Saturday.
That'll be very exciting.
It's tough for me to put into words how excited I am for this show because I've been listening to Denzel since Ultimate in 2016. I'll never forget this. Yeah, Jonah Kotzen, if you're listening, there's a solid shot he is. Eighth grade, we all used to go to the lunchroom before going to classes, like when our parents dropped us off early. Bro pulls up to the table and just like puts his phone down and is like, listen to this. Plays Ultimate, hardest thing I'd ever heard at that point. And then since then, I've been a huge Denzel fan and I've somehow never made it to a show in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a different experience than Boston. This will be fun because there's plenty of, there's going to be plenty of Denzel dudes out there, but you know.
But yeah.
A Florida show would be, maybe someday.
There were kids in my high school who saw X like right after Look at Me came out. He was playing like basements in West Palm.
That would be crazy.
Like, I don't know, whatever. Denzel put out a deluxe with some really good soul versions of songs.
We should have looked up if it's actually all Robert Glasper. I think it is because it all sounds very...
And he was already on the album earlier, so I have a feeling they probably just made these cuts in the studio like, as they were building it. But yeah, this is the worst comes to worse.
I like this
cold-blooded soul version.
Cold-blooded soul.
Which is a great descriptor.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, enjoy everybody.
Hey, yo, so we're going to do it like this here. Go ahead. And a 1, 2, 3, make it raw for me. Listen, I look for God on a daily. Praying that the Reaper don't take me in his land controlled by Hades. I'm feeling hasty, yet I'm moving hesitant. The air, the water, and the food we eat is filled with pestilence. Accompanied by famine and death. There's no choice but to stay at home, examine yourself. This low voice is getting higher as the fire at night's the end of the blunt. Wondering, am I gonna make it to see the end of the month? News flash from the office to give me the views I want. But the image that I get is my president being a cunt. I think people gonna break fast and won't even make it the lunch. So every line that Curry drop is equivalent to a bunch. Cause they smack us in the face with that bullshit. Now I gotta focus on making my soul lit. Worst come to worst and I'm hoping my soul live. Worst come to worst and I'm clutching a full clip. If worst come to... I talk to God on a daily. Told him that the Reaper can't take me and his land designed to hate me. Of all things, my mental suffers greatly. They draw guns, so how could lead erase me? I'm baffled. An epic battle of evil and the will to evolve is what I'm involved in. Hey God, this earth gon' keep revolving. Can't you see we lost here? Can't you see we lost here? Try to get to heaven, but we see that heaven cost here. Pestilence, famine, and death. What I'm forgetting. Who's that sitting straight to the left? War. They say the horsemen coming. This couldn't be what you summon. The children hiding and running, my prayers are at your door. Cause they smacked us in the face with that bullshit. Now I gotta focus on making my soul lit. Worst come to worst, then I'm hoping my soul live. Worst come to worst, then I'm clutching a full clip. Cause they smacked us in the face with that bullshit. Now I gotta focus on making my soul lit. Worst come to worst, then I'm hoping my soul live. Worst come to worst, then I'm clutching a full clip. And worst come to da 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 da.
So another benefit of us playing rap music is that we're playing much shorter songs.
Yeah, I think which is nice. We're about to toss on like 100 tracks.
I know. I just kind of realized though we were talking or like making this playlist. I think just most of the stuff we listen to just happens to be on the longer side.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
for me, it's explainable because of the dead and all that, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, the jam band stuff makes sense. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of the jazz stuff too, and that's all that improv takes a long time. Oh, yeah. And we're going to go to the Domi and JD Beck show too.
Yeah. That's going to be cool at the winery.
That'll be very interesting. There's going to be 50 people. We're just going to be hanging out with them.
With a bunch of like middle-aged men.
She went to Berklee School of Music. So she's like,
isn't she like 19? What'd she do, like 1 year
like
there and then drop out?
She's 22 maybe, and he's like 19.
Okay, gotcha.
He, I don't think, went to school. I think he's been doing this thing with her for like 3 years. But yeah, I think she graduated from Berklee. They're both crazy. Also, this is going to be the closest I get to Anderson .Paak still, so.
Yeah, I know. It's sad that now if we're ever going to see him, it's going to be at like a stadium or something like that. I wish that I could...
Unless we go to Vegas and we hang out with Silk Sonic.
Have you seen the photos of like the backstage, like their green room?
Yeah.
It's like all like Louis furniture.
And I love the velvet suits are just unmatched.
I remember how excited we were for that and just like... I don't know. The whole vibe of that album is something else. Something like
I'm pretty sure like our friend group listened to that, like just that. Everybody in our friend group
for like a month.
Even the people that didn't listen to music, like everyone was just playing that for a month straight. Every time someone went to go take a shower, you would hear like
smoking out the window. Yeah. Or something. Yeah,
that was an awesome.
Which, by the way, we can play now.
I know we could play whatever we want.
It's crazy. I was almost thinking about throwing a hardcore track on here. Called a Gold Chain Punk. I cannot say the second part of the song.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But yeah, this Danger Mouse and Black Thought album, though.
I know, this is good. I feel like we already talked about it, though.
We did, but
it's, yeah, it's really good.
If you haven't heard it, this is probably, this is my favorite song on the album, but then again, I'm like insanely biased because it's a posthumous doom verse.
It's also just all, every track on this album is just, yeah, it was really good. I remember I was listening to this on one of my drives back from Boston this summer, and I just listened to the whole thing straight, and I was like, wow, that entire 45 minutes was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know this, but the absolute grip that Danger Mouse had on music from about like 2003 to 2008 is insane.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't even know the full extent. I mean, I didn't start like really listening to Doom until I met you. Like I wasn't even, like I'd heard all of it, like not all of his stuff, I'd heard a lot of his stuff. Never like connected any of the dots though.
The thing about Danger Mouse is that like you look up any top 10 hit, not any, but like I'm exaggerating, but if you look up any top 10 hit from like 2003 to 2008, 90% chance
he's
produced
somewhere.
By, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that Gnarls, I don't even know what it's called, but the one Gnarls Barkley song that everybody knows.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
about. That's him. Like that, I don't know. And then the Doom album is insane, but you know he's a very talented producer. I'm happy to see him back.
I wish I was taking another like random music class so I could just write an essay on the history and geography of Danger Mouse.
Shout out Professor Ampene. If anybody listening next year, if you just need some credits but you don't want to take a class for your major and you want to take something that's legitimately interesting and thought provoking. Intro to World Music with Professor Ampene. He's going to change the name to something else, but just look for like MUS 10001. Insane class. Highly recommend. But this is Belize by Black Thought.
This is a good song.
Featuring MF Doom.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Sick, no lymph nodes is swollen. They told me even when the record skipped, keep it rolling on his shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him to dress me as a Roman. I'm still in photos posed with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like Hulk Hogan is something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I can prove to the
way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top two of a thousand intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cool to cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black collar feral and a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician, but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Webster's, the Oxford's. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets and the watch prophets. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphonist. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas. Court holders, with bars as hard as Angolas. Get rude with the dude off chips. The mood switch, he chewed off strips of a brood witch. Danger make a groove off a glitch. Major boo booty twitch and the crew rich, bitch. Always wanted to say that. Ever since the days in hallways taunting a stray cat. The one he often frequently slapped around. All the while waited then graduated cap and gown. Hated the rap sound, debated the crap until he felt he had it mapped down. Enough to have the game trapped and bound. Scratching the crown with the names of lames who yapped the noun. Or verb for that matter, had no data for a herb who chat chatter. Oh, Eric Estrada, fat rat, the mask made him batty as a Mad Hatter. Known for his absurd word choices, and will ignore you if you ask him if he heard voices. Look, the energy is crazy. Far as he was concerned, the enemy was lazy. Your attention please, freeze. He came to seize the free cheese before he flees to Belize. In case you forgot to mention, squeeze these. Just keep it on a need to know basis. They knew he was a Negro, so no need to show faces. Back in the days of no laces, on a slow pace, they used to say he might could go places. Man, whatever the cases, the card he played was ace of spades, but no races. A spastic, some call loony. When he spit a tune, sarcastic as Paul Mooney.
Big ups to musicians who can do posthumous stuff in a respectful way.
Yeah.
It gives me hope.
Yeah. I mean, you basically were using his stuff and that like cheeky little fade out you did there. That was, you're basically a producer.
Yeah, I'm basically, put me in front of a board.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I never really cared about X or Pop Smoke. I kind of despised X because he was a terrible person by most accounts.
Right.
But it made me upset to see how like they milked just his death
instantly.
Yeah,
yeah.
His mom's still doing it, putting out merch and stuff, and just like these unfinished albums. That like, yeah, if you're a fan, I feel bad that that's like the treatment that he's getting.
I guess, but I mean,
because then you see like Mac Miller and like Circles is arguably the best Mac project,
right.
And like you see stuff with Doom where like his wife is being.
I mean,
very
you have to
partisan.
Think about like where those guys were going to go.
Oh, it's also, yeah, it's different. It's different
like,
kinds
they
of,
they were
yeah.
going to go different places.
It's true.
But yeah, no, the stuff, yeah. Pop Smoke, his stuff got eaten up
even
so
Kanye
fast.
Contributed to it.
Yeah.
Throwing television on Donna.
I mean, because also he had like blown up like a year or two
before.
He died, like it
yeah.
wasn't like he had.
I think that might.
It's not like Doom where you have like decades
you know,
of.
You might have pinned the difference because it's the same thing with X, bro. Like right when he blew up, gets killed.
I mean, yeah, his was what, like probably 2 years.
Nipsey's probably less. The exception in terms
yeah.
of like recent rappers who they didn't get milked. But that's because Nipsey had like all the respect
but,
in the
yeah,
world
exactly.
from everybody.
There's
yeah.
a different, like he was around.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know. It's yeah, I still remember finding out that Doom had died. It was
I
really,
remember when you found that out.
It was a really strange experience, especially because yeah. the guy who had ended up introducing me to his music was on his way to my house when I
yeah.
found out, and I was like the one to break the news to him, and it was just weird that it
yeah.
worked out like that. But I mean, whatever. He
We're
left
still
the,
enjoying his stuff.
Left behind point, right? One of the best bodies of work
yeah.
ever. But I'm gonna need everybody to stand up for the national anthem. You'll know what I'm talking about in a second.
I'm
stand up.
I'm up.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Sure on the subject, you sure? Fuck it, you know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch a choosy lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Solo time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I'll show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world, world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. Girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker. Walk a green mile. Mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Fable. We rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 shit up on my back. $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CBU with B. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
As Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop the slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocker.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish she could, cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting crumb, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.
I would just like to highlight one of the best texts I've ever received while making this show, which was in response to, you know, International Players Anthem by UGK. All-time banger, by the way. Which was, there are hundreds of songs that should be better, that would be better than the national anthem, and this is probably top of the list.
Yeah, I think
true.
That was. I wish we could have like had fun songs like that the whole.
It's upsetting.
We've had some, but like
nothing like that.
That was. Guys, there's two of us in here, maybe three soon, but like we were going pretty crazy in here.
You should start telling people, just pull up with this, like not even contribute, just show up, listen to the music, enjoy it. Oh my, I want to eventually reach the point where we have like a Breakfast Club-esque setup where there's like 10 dudes on one mic.
Yeah, everyone's I feel like, was that your show or Craig's show?
It was,
I
think, Craig's. It was Craig's show. He was like, yeah.
Where there was actually three of us here, and that was, yeah.
That was, I remember listening to that live. That was an experience.
That was terrifying.
Guys, we have a special guest.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if he's going to make it. He might be calling it through Zoom. I think.
He may be.
Yeah, I think he just connected through Zoom.
Yeah, so I think we got him. All right, we're pumping up there.
Take it away.
New York City, you listen to me. If you're near a convenience store right now, any type of 24-hour store, go into the store right now and put your hand in the cash register for no reason. Their money is your money as of right now.
Easier to bear.
You crazy.
We're listening to Otis. I call him Audible.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hov, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuntman. I adopted these niggas, Philip Drummond. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
I just gotta imagine the insane amount of hype in the studio when Kanye flipped that sample.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, also, I just want to give a quick thank you to
DJ Funky Flex. Yeah, Funkmaster Flex.
Funkmaster Flex, just for joining us, just even just for a few seconds there.
I mean,
of course, Harrison had to wrangle those ropes back from you and just play the full song, but
unless you wanted to hear it restarted like 5 times in the next
unless
minute.
Unless you guys wanted that song to go on for 23 minutes.
We need to get an explosion sound effect button.
Oh, dude, you're giving away the future plans right now.
Oh god. I think it might be PSA time. It's 12:30. I would like to welcome Ben Lattice to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
I
hope the quiz went well.
He might have already been listening, but thanks for joining us, Ben. We appreciate you.
Take it away.
Yeah. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days?
Yes.
Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with the northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just 4 narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with a near constant noise.
Not 33
for the humans underneath as a result.
It's crazy.
What can you do, right?
What can I do?
What can you do? You can join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org.
So here's the funny thing. Palm Beach became a no-fly zone after Trump got elected.
Oh, isn't that
so the plane
crazy.
Issues have dissipated.
Well, you know what? I mean, Track 33L, they need to get their stuff together because this... We're getting angry.
Nah, but speaking of Watch the Throne, I remember I just discovered what finding fun music online for free in totally legitimate websites looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
And Watch the Throne was one of the albums that I found on said website. And I got an email, or my dad got an email from a Rockefeller yeah. Records.
Well, because your email is probably like...
Yeah,
all your emails got forwarded to your dad's emails.
Of course,
then...
yeah. He screens everything before it got to me.
Oh yeah,
but
so yeah. he warned you that you have a.
He was like, "Do you have anything to do with this?" No, and then I frantically called up my friend. I'm like, "They're onto us.
They're onto us.
Delete everything.
They've hacked the mainframe."
Oh my god, no! But I remember hearing Otis for the first time as a kid, and thinking that was just like insane.
Yeah,
that's like low key what got me into Kanye.
I think that. I could be wrong, and my dad's not listening yet, so maybe I'll ask him tomorrow, but I think that might have been, like, that album might have been what introduced my dad to Frank Ocean, and therefore...
That's crazy.
Like, I think that's sort of what put my family down the whole Odd Future path, and that's why I have that donut sweatshirt.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I think that might have been the case yeah. for a lot of people.
You know, now that I think about it, that's pre-Channel Orange.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I think that might have been part of it.
I'm trying to remember. I remember finding out about Frank as a Swim Good. Well, I was an Odd Future listener, and then I heard Swim Good, and I was like, oh.
I think it might have been that album.
That's crazy.
I think I heard.
Yeah, I mean, No Church in the Wild, when I had first heard Watch the Throne, was my favorite by like a mile.
Yeah,
it was just
I think
insane.
I heard No Church in the Wild before all of Channel Orange, and that was like one of my family's. That was all we listened to for yeah. a while. So,
Frank, yeah. I'm going to say it. Like, you know, my mom and I get along music-wise pretty well when I'm listening to, like, folk and, like, yeah. you know, funk and, like, the Dead, right? Rarely do we agree on, like, anything else.
Yeah, the more contemporary stuff.
I'm sitting over at the cabana one day, long night last night, just taking in the, you know, 11 a.m., just woken up, taking in the sunrise.
Yeah.
Listening to crack rock.
Yeah.
She comes over and she's like, "What is this? This guy has a great voice. This is so nice." I'm like, "Oh, it's Frank Ocean." And then it's like, "Crack rock, crack rock." She's like, "Why is he singing about crack?" I'm like,
I didn't write the song.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's that whole album.
I remember
Can
hearing
we play something from that. I don't even know it would fit right now.
I remember hearing Bad Religion for the first time.
Yeah.
That was insane. That was a transformative moment.
I went back to that album like maybe even this summer. And I don't think I had taken in how good it was.
People like to make the argument that
it holds
like,
a different, personally, it just holds a different like place in my own listening history. So I like prefer it.
I totally agree. But the argument that like Blonde and Channel Orange are like both tens, I'm like, no, Channel Orange is like an eight, realistically. Like there are some songs that you can cut. Some of the songs.
Yeah,
have
no,
an
that's
H-Royal.
The thing. Blonde is like a perfect album.
Yeah.
And Endless, Channel Orange yeah. is an extremely good album, but it's mm-hmm. not as perfect.
Probably one of the best debuts ever.
Oh, for sure.
Which is, you know, it's...
I feel like I saw another post recently that he's going to come out with music, but that's like once every...
Oh, he
months.
Like cleared his Instagram and everybody's like, "Oh, he's coming out with new music. Frank Ocean's releasing a house rap album."
I think he's just doesn't want to be on Instagram anymore, guys.
I think he's just happy. I think he's just doing well.
He's just living, man.
That's just the net positive.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, we got some Robert Glasper, Kamasi Washington.
Yeah, this
Terrence Martin.
I don't know. When did this album come out? When does it say?
2018.
2018. Wow.
No, well, no, it took no, no, me no, like, no, 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 20, no. 2019, and then this one's 2020.
Right.
Mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Still, I think this. Maybe I heard it right when it came out, but I didn't really discover it till this summer too.
No, it's
a really good album.
It's very, very, very good. But yeah, let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself.
down, I call God. Who better to call? Ulterior motives, I'm fed up with y'all.
They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think you got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love went. I've been looking for it up. Then they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to run. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering.
I was searching through my archives, reminiscing car rides, thinking about how far I had come since a small fry. Fortunate I lost ties with niggas that had cross sides. Unforgiving creates division like apartheid. Thinking about my past life, my current one is all lies. Addicted to the fast life, cautious with the frog eyes. Niggas ask me how I do it, boy I said it's all God. The funny thing about this life shit is that we all die. Hoping for heaven, although we closer to hell. Dreams to get my brother out that cage and open his cell. Got that 2020 vision, shit, I wrote this in Braille. In the pieces, what I hope to entail. Yeah.
They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think you got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love went. I've been looking for it up, then they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to run. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to get from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head.
What a super group dinner party is.
I know. We should get all those musicians over for a dinner party. Now that we all have kitchens, we could could really get it going.
I know. We need to start doing meals with everybody. Been cooking so much.
I know you've been cooking. I've been cooking, but we really need to go to Costco, guys.
All right,
really need to go to Costco.
We're going to Costco. You know why we're going?
Yeah,
to Costco.
We're going to Costco. But I'm talking to my roommates. We really need to go to Costco, guys. I'm trying to eat some butter chicken, and we don't have turmeric.
I have they sell a tikka masala there that's not bad. It's not great, but if I'm really lazy, just throw the rice in the rice cooker.
Yeah, no,
heat it up on the stove.
That's something so. Ben would do, but Addy and I. We've been on the
you guys
scratch.
Cooking? All right, I gotta come over when
scratch.
You guys are cooking. On.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, it's we'll soup season. I'm doing French onion pretty soon. I just need to get oven safe bowls so I can melt it under the broiler.
Yeah, that'd be good. I need to do a chili night one night. Throw it back to the Cincinnati roots. Do a little five.
Oh my god, I remember ninth grade, high school. I made chili during the Super Bowl and it was gassed. I've never made it since.
No, that's the Cincinnati thing, man. The five way. Speaking of, that was my actually that's my debut single, believe it or not. Have I ever showed you that?
No.
Oh no. Okay, well
so
we're not
playing
doing
it on
that
air
today.
Next week.
We're not
yeah,
doing that
playing
today.
Playing on air in 2 weeks.
For the fifth grade talent show, I did a little rap about my hometown, my birthplace, Cincinnati, Ohio. I know, guys, I don't sound like I'm from the Midwest, but I really am. I'm a Buckeye.
Oh, you betcha.
You betcha.
Nah, don't be a Buckeye. Ohio State sucks.
No, it's not. The Buckeye's just the whole
yeah,
state.
Yeah, I know.
Buckeyes, it covers the whole state.
I get so I'm a Florida fan. So anytime like
yeah, no,
any
you can
good
do your,
team,
you can
yeah.
do your thing. Don't worry. I've been a Giants and a Knicks fan for
was,
a while, so
oh,
I don't care about.
You guys are 3-1.
I know it's insane.
You guys beat the three worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, now
and
it's
the Titans.
time to play. I guess.
So funny. My parents know. Are my parents' friends, their daughter is the daughter-in-law of the owner of the Giants. So
okay.
their son-in-law is the son of the owner of the Giants.
Got you. Okay.
So they were
yeah,
telling
that,
me.
That took me a minute.
They were telling me that the flight home, when they won the... Who was the season opener against? It was the Bears?
Wasn't it the Titans? This season?
Yeah. Oh, it was the Titans.
It was the Titans, yeah.
Yeah, and so my mom was telling me, she's like, oh, yeah, they were showing photos on the plane. They were partying the whole way back. I'm like, that's going to be the one win of the whole season. I'm eating my words.
Look at that. They're really, except the Dolphins. Ooh, I don't even
don't
know.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah, I feel like we don't even get me started. It's too late to do that. We got to go to bed soon.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be livid for the next 3 hours.
Okay, luckily, our schedule for the next 4 or 5 weeks is pretty easy.
Yeah.
So if Teddy Bridgewater can just, you know, connect with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, we're going to win because our defense is going to shut out the Jets, like, easily.
Yeah, so. You guys are lucky you got the Jets. You play them twice a year.
I know. Thank God.
At least I'm not a Jets fan.
I got respect for Jets fans, though. You know, yeah. same way I feel about Knicks fans, like, and Mets fans. Y'all just suffer.
I think it's a little bit of, like, if you just don't pay a lot of attention, you forget that you're a fan of that team. Yeah. And so then you can, like...
The Mets blew a 10.5 game lead and lost the division to the Braves.
Wow. I would say that's New York sports, but I guess the Yankees have it covered.
Yeah, right? if Aaron Judge can hit that from what I understand. 60-second home run.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. Very rarely do I hear a hot take that I actually agree with, but Dan has maintained that The Unseen by Quasimodo is the best hip-hop album of all time. And the more that I listen to it, the more that I'm convinced he's right. So, yeah, this is Low Class Conspiracy, which is probably my favorite Madlib beat of all time. So,
let's do it.
Enjoy.
Hey, little Claus, what's running down? How them little piggies be trying to run?
Hey, yo, we head to a party to go see what's happening. Smoking the law in the car, turn on some rapping. Start the freestyle, we be up on our way. Finish up the blunt.
Somebody pass me that spray.
Get on the freeway, yo, it's after dark. I guess it always pulls up right behind us. Some narcs. Letting all kinds of speeding cars pass. Just so he can harass our black ass. Police pulling us over for no reason. Searching the car like it's nigga hunting season. Year round. Asking about where's the pound? Where's the guns? Are y'all niggas on the run? You got warrants? Y'all niggas ready for some torment? That's how they be cracking. It seems like they be acting. Except it's real life. Like they rushing up your residence. Searching the crib. They can't find no evidence. Man, this stuff is making me mad, man. The other day, Mr. Buddha had this plan. Get grands off the man, so our whole crew could expand. They all wanted me to drive to get away. Car was like, fuck it, cause I ain't got no dough anyway. They straight planned it right in my garage. Thinking large, putting together the entourage. My nigga straight hit the bank, then broke the hell out. So much money, you couldn't even get that smell out. I got laced with 30 G's to keep him freeze. But some nigga riding so 5-0's on the breeze. Police talking about where's the dead presidents. I said fuck y'all, niggas ain't got no evidence.
Madlib's undefeated, man. I don't know how he does it.
Loose Goose.
Loose Goose is great, yeah. I'm kind of mad I didn't get Sound Ancestors on vinyl when it had, like, the limited colorway that was out.
But, I know, you've been collecting, like, a fiend.
It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
Pretty crazy. It's all right. I got my Curtis Blow.
I know. This.
It's the only vinyl I need with me at school. It just keeps me warm.
A record store opened down the street, but luckily it's, like, all secondhand and, like, a very slim selection, so I don't think I'll be buying much from there.
Yeah,
but
good.
Shannon, I hope all my Jewish listeners are having a restful
guys,
new
ready,
year so far.
Get ready to atone. We got big day coming up tomorrow or today or
tomorrow night. Yeah, Kol Nidre is tomorrow night.
I guess tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah. Will you be fasting?
I think I will.
I do it every year just as like a self-discipline exercise.
I can't remember if I did it last year. And I'm wondering if I had COVID during it. No, not COVID. Might've. I think I had the flu during it.
No, you were in isolation.
No, COVID was September. COVID was like...
It might have been in September because it's the Jewish calendar. I don't think it was in October.
I think I either had COVID or the flu.
Yeah.
So I think I was out of commission last year. So yeah, I'll definitely be fasting this year. If you guys want to feel like a bad Jew, we do have this friend. His name's Jonah. He's been killing it this year. He's already started fasting. I think he's like on a 5-day juice cleanse, and he's gonna start fasting. Like he's more
dedicated than my rabbi.
I mean, yeah, no, he's pretty good. We have this other guy Ben. I don't know if he's fasting. He probably won't because he lives like Orgo and stuff.
I think I'm gonna ride out to a Brookline later this week and stop by Michael's Deli and get a proper pastrami sandwich.
We need to get a Spucky.
What's a Spucky?
Have you heard about the Spuckies?
No, what's a Spucky?
It's a hoagie, but in Boston. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. If there's any like Medford people actually listening to this instead of just our like friends, I didn't mean to offend if that was the wrong description. But that's the name for a sandwich that's on a very beautiful, delicate sub roll and a bunch of meat and stuff. Spucky.
It's funny because like in the South it's a sub,
right?
And then like in Pennsylvania, New York, that's all a hoagie.
Yeah.
And then up here it's like I don't know, whatever sandwich. What's
that? Isn't there another? There's another.
Hero.
Hero. Yeah.
I think they like call them heroes. Yeah.
I think that's like Western Pennsylvania.
It's a sub.
I like hoagie. I think hoagie is what I'm gonna stick
I'm
with.
I'm conditioned to saying pub.
I know
because
pub subs. So yeah. You guys actually have a reason for it, but I like hoagie. I'm gonna stick with that. Except when I'm here, I'm gonna call it a Spucky and only a Spucky.
I wonder if the Spucky's got like some weird connotation behind it.
Oh, it's definitely really
it's
messed
definitely
up.
Not good.
But while in Medford, am I right?
Yeah, while in Boston.
All right, on
scenic,
to the next.
Scenic Massachusetts.
On
oh
to the
God.
Next track.
Oh, boy. Do we play the next track? Yeah,
I think we should play this one, and that gives us time to play one and maybe a second.
Yeah,
because
the last track's really slow, really short. Jid. We were right about Jid.
Yes. Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I've
you
told
saw him,
you this
yeah, saw him
a million
before,
times.
Before Never Story.
Yeah, no, he's lived up to the hype. Probably
he's surpassed
far
it.
Beyond it.
Yeah, I mean, Forever Story is at least 5 times better than I thought it was going to be, which is kind of insane. So
it's his best album.
It's every album he's released has gotten progressively better, which I just think is a hallmark of a good artist. So
and I still listen to Never Story too.
Yep.
So that's like
they still go like oh my god. Crazy. What's the song that he has with Dreamville? The one that like he brings out at the shows and everybody goes insane. We'll get back to this.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. But
yeah, this is a Lauder 2 featuring the bass
really good song.
From the man himself, Thundercat.
Yep.
Shout out Addy. He'll know what I'm talking about.
Trying to find a way to like not overstep, but it's really just me. It's something I gotta, whatever. Part of me, but a part of me looking for more. Giving my heart, my art, my artery, what do you want more? Minority boy black, looking for joy, they snatch it. Looking back, paying it forward, but I'm tapped. I lap tap water and tap dance in tabernacles before the Lord. The pattern is no void, not gonna avoid the words that come with a voice inside of my head. I'm sick of the noise. So be a bigger nigga, put your finger on the trigger as you're looking at the mirror on the wall. And let that bitch rip till your backbone slipping. No, them cracks don't give no black fuck about y'all. Just your ass, your hips, your lips, my dick tip, my black balls dribbling and dipping in your jaw. Scribbling word rhymes, the crowd giving applause, but in my spirit, I feel it. They don't hear me at all. Nigga, my nigga, look at the bigger picture. We flawed, okay, cool. You picking up figures, nigga, we proud. You pay dues, but now you gotta do what you can and can't abuse your power. Let's come up with a plan and we pursuing the vibe. But don't get shit fucked up. I be in the forefront with the 4-5. Don't front back then, right now, last week, next month.
Backseat shotgun, don't run, got one.
Yeah. Part of me with a part of me looking for more. Giving my heart, my art, my artery, what do you want more? Majority push packs, they unemployed, party and pass straps. The crack coming to stores and soon. Boarded windows, chosen boardrooms and bored Negroes. Nothing to do but war wounds and more vigils. Candlelight mood, the more women, the more widows. Looking for food without a dude and four kiddos.
Oh, fuck it, I'm sick as fuck and I told you. Motherfuckers, no recovering, kicking nothing. I'm coughing and spitting legitimate love like a drug loaded in the snuff. Sniffing for information on who to plug. On the black kite, black gloves, black knife, black baby gun. Keep a wrap tight, give a brother a hug and not a slug.
That's right.
If ever trouble should come, we never crumble.
That's why we've been down for life.
Got a weird feeling the enemy's on the way. Give a little energy, anything motivates. Come around, namaste, now you're down. Don't be afraid, just keep that fear locked out.
Come feel the love right now.
Jid. Also, the song Stick, by the way, if you want to hear something insane.
Yeah, that's
to that.
A good song, too.
I don't like J. Cole, but I love that song.
Except whenever anyone that goes on a track with Jid is just instantly the level is just boosted.
Yeah. Or if Jid hops on a track with somebody. It's like 21 Savage put out his two best verses in like years this year.
Oh my God.
Because of Pharrell and Jid, which is just like. Also, Cash In, Cash Out. That might have been my song of the summer. I was bumping that like nobody's business for at least like 2 months straight.
Title, you know, I've been listening to the Daily Discovery thing on my app. It won't stop. Like every day, every Daily Discovery has Doja and Cash In, Cash Out.
I hate Doja. Doja's a terrible song.
First of all,
song.
I love Doja, but I don't want to. That's not what that playlist is for. It's to explore the depths of. I don't even know what.
Doja is funny for 3 seconds, and then it just loses all novel quality after that. In
a car, then I'll listen to Doja. Yeah. When it's like a bunch of people in a car, that's
I still think the best car listening experience we've had was you in the Audi driving like me, Ben, Craig, and Jonah from your house to Ethan's, and we were listening to the Tom Tom Club. Victim of what's the song called?
It's their like most famous song.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm blanking on it. Genius of Love.
I actually forgot about that. That was really funny.
But yeah, I think I speak for both of us when I say this new slot's a lot of fun. Feels a lot less tense.
It feels more. I remember like when we were like originally just like when I first went on with you, it was for a sub, I think, right?
Yeah, it was at midnight.
So
it was at
like,
this time
it,
slot.
It was, it was either midnight or like 10 p.m. or something. Like the my first two experiences with WMFO was
late night,
like two late night shows. And this is bringing me back and I like it.
It's cool. I mean, obviously all of their shows aren't going to be hip hop just exclusively. Like, I think we just kind of wanted to get that out of our system.
Yeah, we got to get it out of our system.
But you know, I think we're going to go back to more of our like variety type stuff.
Yeah.
Get some guests on here. If you're listening and you know one of us, pull up. Get all of you in the room at once.
If you don't know one of us, call us and maybe you'll be less creepy than that other guy.
I know. I got such a nice call when I was subbing on Thursday.
Yeah.
I was talking about Lowell and this woman called and was just like, oh, I'm so happy you're saying nice things about Lowell. Shout out Lowell. And then just hung up and I was like, great. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
By Lowell, you mean like Lowell Mass.
Yeah. Cause I was talking about how Worcester sucks and then I went to Lowell for Playboy Cardi and I was like pleasantly surprised. Yeah. It was a really cute town.
I mean, speaking of Lowell, I heard there's like a huge like political race happening there. And I just like give a quick shout out to Bean Shooter for Lowell City Council.
Yeah, shout out. We should get Bean Shooter on the show.
He's probably listening.
He's we can get him on.
Actually, I don't think. Yeah, should I'm not sure engage? That the radio waves make all the way to Columbia, but if
should,
they do,
should we engage in like heated political conversations with Bean Shooter?
Yeah, let's have a political corner, and it's like. Harrison and Auden's political corner where we ask the hard questions.
Not Bean Shooter's the moderator. It's the two of us arguing.
Yeah, it's actually the two of us arguing over his positions for Lowell City Council.
Boy. Oh, boy. I should run for city council. It'd be funny.
Yeah. You got to get into the game at some point.
There's a great Always Sunny episode where Dennis decides he wants to run for office and he sees that there's an opening for like city comptroller, something like that. And Charlie's his campaign manager, so obviously he goes nowhere.
Yeah.
And the ending joke of the episode is he comes and he's like, I'm done. I just found out it's a glorified accountant. That's it.
I feel like it would be kind of funny if we just like take over the bureaucracy. There's enough of us where we could just, everyone takes like a little spot. Like,
oh boy, we're getting a call.
Wow.
All right. I actually didn't expect that. Yeah, because we gotta get going soon, so. Hello, you are live on air? Hello? Okay.
No, the WMFO butt dials.
Yeah, I think they're just testing whether we can answer the phone. It's been here for a year, guys. I know how to do it. All right.
it's almost the end now.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I've talked about this before, but the way that I got the name Strange Waves was from the MF Doom or the Mad Villain song Strange Ways.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I guess I must have been listening to it when I was trying to come up with a radio show. It's still flashing, but it's not. I'm just going crazy.
Well, let's just keep it going.
We're good. So yeah, I haven't been able to actually play the namesake of the show. I'm sorry. I can't pick up the phone. All right. You know what? Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you were live. Who? Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. It's Bean Shooter.
Oh, wow. Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, so did you, I mean, we can give you like 20 seconds right now. Give us like your pitch for city council. Go.
Yo, legalize drugs, clean the city, everyone's happy, free food.
I respect that.
And shoot beans?
And shoot beans.
All right. Dude,
thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I think we're going to try to have you on soon. Right. We appreciate your time. Have a good night, Bean Shooter.
Okay. All right. We're playing Strange Ways. We have a symposia with Michael next. Great show. Tune in.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep it free form.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you everyone for listening.
This is Ben Harrison. You have been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Toast Freeform Radio. Have a nice night.
Good night.
Wreak havoc, beat beatings, mad traffic, sleek and lavish, people speak and leak it to the maverick. He see it as just another felony drug arrest. Any day could be the one he picked the wrong thug to test. Slug through the vest, shot in the street for pulling heat on a father who babies gotta eat. And when they get hungry, it ain't shit funny. Paid to interfere with how brother get his money now. Who's the real thugs, killers and gangsters? Set the revolution, let the things bust and thank us. When the smoke clear and you can see the sky again, there will be the chopped off heads of Leviathan. My friend, we call them strangers. Anybody talk to them, end up in some danger. Can't reform them. They pray four times a day, they pray five. Who weighs the strains when it's time to survive? Some will go of their own free will to die. Others take them with you when they blow sky high. What's the difference? All you get is lost children while the bosses sit up behind the desk. It costs billions to blast humans in half. Spies are everywhere.